See, that's why the first thing I said, I don't want that to happen.
Yes.
Rather, you all get together to how to effectively serve the temple, how to enhance Krishna consciousness movement, how to expand this movement, how to expand our preaching. Effectively think of that. And most of your householders, and you consider how you can free yourself from your household responsibilities to be more involved in Krishna conscious activities. That's how you have to help each other. So this is, preach about Krishna consciousness to each other too. You know, that's why household life is very difficult. I mean, you're the householder, and I'm bad. I feel bad to say that. But the reality is that, and I'm sure you all are understanding that. Like yesterday, one devotee came and speaking to me, the mother and daughter, mother and son came. Well, you all know her. She's from Melbourne. She was even from South Africa. And she was telling her son, don't get married. She was telling that getting married, household life, simply sucks your energy. You don't have any more time for Krishna conscious activity. Okay, fine. Like, that doesn't mean that you should leave your household and go away. No. Make an adjustment. That's what I was telling him yesterday. But take up the responsibility to maintain the sannyasis, vanaprasthis and brahmacharis. That is your household life. Right? Let that be the household life. And now that you have gone through it, tell the brahmacharis not to get mad. Tell them, man.